Well, my name is Bud Couts, and I boarded the Reed in the November of 1942 at Pearl Harbor, and I left on sometime in February or January of 1944 to go home, and believe it or not, I got married at that time. But as I joined the Reed, I was a fireman first class and wound up as a mess cook for three solid months. And all during that time, I was not feeling in the best of condition. In fact, I don't think I ate a good meal in those 3 months until the very last day. My my watch station was in number one fire room with Hubba Hubba Wood and Elmer Childress, and I don't remember who the other two were. But it was quite a group. They were all extremely fine gentlemen, helped me a lot in learning about the controls and the apparatus in the fire room. Later on, I stood watches in number two fire room with, at various times, with Wheeler, Paul Lipple, and a fellow by the name of Bates. And I don't remember who else were in there, but I, can you stop? One of the things when I was young, before I got into the Navy, I hated the hell to shave. So when I boarded the Reed, I decided that I was going to grow a mustache and a beard. I never realized that I would look like an Islam at one time or another, but I did. And just kept the beard until I went home and had to shave it off. My girlfriend wouldn't even come near me when she met me at the airport because I had this beard on. But after a while,
Well, here's a question for you.
Yes.
Why did you join the Navy?
I'd been wanting, right after Pearl Harbor, I'd been wanting to join the Navy, and I kept procrastinating for months until finally along came March of 1942, and I decided, well, it's either now or not. So I just packed up and went down to the post office in Chicago and enlisted in the Navy, and from there on I left on April 7th to go to boot camp in San Diego, and I've never really regretted it. It's an experience that I wouldn't give $1 million for, but I wouldn't take anything for it either. It kind of helped me grow up. And after I was on the Reed for quite a while, one time that we were bombing preparatory to an invasion, I think off of New Britain, I went topside because the fire room was very, very hot, and we were just cruising along so slow that it just was unbearable, and every once in a while one of us would go up topside to get a little air. And I was leaning on the gunwale, and just at the time that I was leaning on the gunwale, there were those LCVPs with the invasion forces going into the island. And I said to the fellow standing next to me, I don't remember who he was, but I said, I wonder how those guys feel going into the island off of those damn boats. Little did I know that a year and a half or so later in 1945, February, that I would be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was quite an experience, and it's not something that, I guess, maybe I was different. It wasn't fear as I was going in. Maybe it was just anticipation of what was going on. And it just spent a few days on the island until I was shipped off, and we just left and came back to the mothership, and from there on, then we went on to Okinawa. But being on the Reed, at one time we left Mare Island. There were five of us in number two fire room, and we all decided then that when we left the state, that we would all shave our heads, grow beards, and grow mustaches. And I guess that's how I became, it looked like an Islam the way I had that beard. In fact, I didn't dig that photograph out until a few weeks ago, and I was surprised at myself that I had done that. But my days aboard the Reed, I will never forget. I mean, I will never forget many of the crew members. I only wish that I had found out about the reunions later or earlier than I did, because so many of my buddies, so to speak, the ones that I knew, were either on the ship when it went down or have passed away since. I'm glad that I did find out about the reunions, and when I did find out that they had been having them for 25 years before I found out, I was sick about it. But I guess I've overcome that, and now I'm trying my best to attend as many as I can.